Hey, welcome back to the Measurement Minute. I'm Gary Angel. I've been on a bit of a hiatus, not from work, God knows, but from talking about work. Somehow in the middle of a global pandemic, I just didn't think people would or really should care much about marketing and customer analytics. And I'm not too comfortable with the faux concerned content that's flooded all of our mass and digital airwaves since the pandemic got going. The hope you're keeping safe emails and the we're in this together taglines. I don't know about you, but a little bit of that stuff goes a long way for me, and we've all had to endure more than a little bit. Sometimes I think it's better to just shut up. And for the past couple of months, I've been walking the walk of not talking the talk. But things are slowly getting back to normal, and I figure at some point content starts to be a welcome relief from all the crappy news. I promise I won't be all faux supportive and concerned. I'm just going to talk business. But my, how business has changed. As someone focused on people movement and customer analytics in physical spaces, my business has been shifting and evolving rapidly. We're trying to keep up with demand for occupancy and safe distancing management, applications that weren't exactly top of mind a few months back. Our business isn't the only one in flux, with both terrible downsides and some opportunities. In the long view, it's really hard right now to know if people's behavior is going to be permanently disarranged. However, what's definitely true in times like this is that the loyalty of your existing customers is at risk, and you may have opportunities to acquire new customers and dramatically deepen the loyalty of the relationships you have or create. Why? Well, there's a lot of built-in habit and friction in all our lives. We tend to do the same things over and over, buying the same brand, shopping at the same stores, using the same payments, saying the same things. That makes retention easier than acquisition, and it reduces both the risk and the opportunity during normal times. Right now, risk and opportunity are both off the charts, because whenever customers get out of pattern, the habits that have driven their behavior are out the window. All of our habits are changing. COVID has changed, at least in the moment, what customers are looking for in an experience, what they're buying, how they're buying it, and what they think about that experience. If you can respond to that, you have the chance to create deep and lasting relationships. Blow it, and you can lose a customer forever, even after we get to whatever is the new normal. In my next minute, I'm going to dive into curbside pickup as a great example of what I'm talking about. Talk to you then.